Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in Pretoria. That is on the N1 North due to a stationary vehicle just before Rydal Avenue exit. And then traffic is also moving slowly around that area with the roadworks, the N1 North and the N1 South at the R21 highway interchange.
The Department of Transport says all protocols were followed in awarding a tender for new smart driver's license cars to French South African firm Demia. The company's appointment was approved last month. The new license card will incorporate new security features aimed at eliminating the ever-increasing risks of fraudulent and counterfeit driving licenses. The Public Service and Administration Minister says the Government of National Unity is committed to protecting all whistleblowers who expose corruption in the workplace. He insists the GNU will double efforts to combat corruption, bribery, and uphold the core values of accountability and transparency. And finally, a large section of the iconic railing on the bow of the Titanic has fallen to the seabed at some point in the last 2 years. The ship's bow was immortalized by Jack and Rose in the famous movie scene, but a series of dives by underwater robots showed how the wreck is changing after more than 100 years.
It's Business Minute time now, and it's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select Investments account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Now for your latest business news, we start abroad, and Volkswagen says it could close some production sites in Germany. This comes as the automotive industry is struggling to control rising costs. In China, major stock markets fell today. A recent report shows activity in the country's manufacturing sector shrank for a fourth consecutive month in August. And back home, Transnet has reported a 43% increase in annual losses, totaling 7.3 billion rand for the year ending in March. Despite improvements in operations and increased volumes, Transnet faces financial strain from a 9 billion rand judgment to Sasol and Total Energies over alleged pipeline tariff overcharging. Transnet is currently appealing that judgment. A dollar's trading at 17 rand 86, a euro at 19 rand 78, and a pound at 23 rand 48 cents. Gold's trading at $2,500.39 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel Satema, back with more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Again, scrum guru Don Heman said that the Springboks are bracing for an almighty response from the All Blacks ahead of Saturday's rematch in Cape Town. Now, the Boks returned to the training field earlier today, having travelled to Cape Town yesterday after the thrilling 31-27 victory over the All Blacks in Johannesburg. And last week's third successive victory over the arch rivals marked only the second time in professional era that the Boks had achieved a trio of wins, with the last occasion happening back in 2009. But something that was a little bit more embarrassing, SA Rugby have written an apology to New Zealand Rugby over the sequence of events that led to the haka being obscured before the test at Ellis Park. The closing moments of the haka before the clash between the Boks and the All Blacks were overlaid by a band of fireworks as well as music and a flyover by the Boeing by an A380 airliner as well. The SA 20 final will be taking place at the Wanderers on the 8th of February in 2025. The fixtures for the third edition of the tournament were announced earlier today. The playoff structure will be used as the same way it was in 2024, but in 2025 the matches will be played at three different venues. And Luzanne Coutier double